Traditionally, lecturers start out with a joke to warm up their audiences. But I'm not going to do that because there is nothing even remotely funny about cancer. What I will do is tell you a story about a muffin, because this muffin is a microcosm of our cancer epidemic. During my lectures at Hippocrates Health Center of Australia, I pass around a McDonald's muffin so everyone can see that it is pristine. Bugs have shunned it, the shape is unchanged, and it doesn't show any other sign of the normal breakdown of real food. Olympic symbols are still visible on the little doily that holds the muffin, because it was sold by McDonald's during the Australian Olympics in the year 2000. I have kept this geriatric muffin in a paper box in a cupboard for more than 6 years, making no efforts at preservation. It is still in perfect condition. There's worse to come. A television current events show did a report on McDonald's cheeseburgers. They exhibited them, one purchased each year for the past 7 years, and they still looked good enough to eat. Yes, even the cheese and meat. This is scary stuff. But what has it got to do with banishing cancer? Plenty. Consider this. 500,000 of your cells die every second. Boom. Boom. Another 500,000. Now 1 million are dead. This is called apoptosis, and it's nature's way of replenishing your cells, which must be rebuilt. The fuels used to replace these dead cells are the liquids you drink, the air you breathe, possibly even the thoughts you think, and of course, the food you eat. Do you want your new cells to be created by McDonald's muffins or any of their other products? I don't think so. I'm picking on McDonald's because I happen to have their McMuffin. But the other fast food emporiums are just as bad. Most of the food they flog is filled with potent chemicals that the human system never encountered prior to the advent of the test tube. The majority of these chemicals have not even been adequately tested. Yet almost all of our processed food is laced with them. Not just fast food, but the food you trust that lines the shelves of your supermarket. The people who make these foods are not health nuts. They are businessmen out to make a buck. So, to eliminate waste and maximize profits, they preserve their products so heavily that expiry dates should read, "You should live so long." Our bodies are the most complex computers on Earth. But even they don't know how to deal with man-made chemicals and are thrown into confusion by them. This confusion can lead to dividing of cells. And we all know what that means. Cancer. So, when tempted by food that you know in your heart of hearts isn't good for you, remember that junk food equals junk cells and early aging and the destruction of your all-important immune system, leading to the eventual breakdown of your body. Cancer is often next, as it is for 1 out of 3 people. The immune system. The immune system. The immune system. It's worth repeating. And it is the essence of this talk. So what is it? Simply stated, it is your body's defense system. It seeks out and destroys invaders such as infections, fungus, poisons, and diseases of all kinds, including, of course, cancer. Remember this. You have mutating cells in your body constantly, And the only thing standing between you and full-blown cancer is your immune system. If it is strong, it acts as a scavenger and nips your abnormal cells in the bud, day after day, year after year, just as long as you look after yourself properly. If you don't, this crucial system will fail, collapsing under the onslaught of junk food, drugs, tobacco, and excessive alcohol. Think of your immune system as your very own Rottweiler. Treat it really well, and it will guard you faithfully. I'm about to explain exactly how to do that, so please listen with an open mind and hang on to your hats.